We talk about a lot of different things here at Robin Hood Radio, and a lot of them happen to be opportunities for students, opportunities for residents of our region. And a lot of these opportunities emanate out of what goes on at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the programs that you find there that are not necessarily centered out of the high school itself, but are done in addition, and really wouldn't be there if there weren't some amazing people out there in the arts and associated vehicles that help push this. One of the main things that was formed out of this was the 21st Century Fund for Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's really the community, and they're celebrating their 25th anniversary on October 2nd at the Interlaken. And with us this morning, we do have here on Robin Hood Radio, Maura Wolf. Maura, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Also, I'm very excited to hear you talk about this celebration of 25 years of the 21st Century Fund, because it's an invitation to the entire community, to anyone who's interested in coming. It's a free event from 5 to 7 on Tuesday, October 2nd, at the Interlaken Inn. We'd love to have anybody come to get to see some of the children who will be demonstrating things that the 21st Century Fund has done for the high school, such as the electric car. They've also supplied the funding for the robotics team for trips to China and Germany and many other things. And in addition, we are having three splendid speakers who will speak very briefly, because most of the thing is for the residents to get to know the teachers, the board members, the community leaders who have volunteered over the years, and the students. But we also do have three wonderful speakers.
Yeah, well, you have someone who really has been in our area a lot, and it's great to see again, and that's Johanna Hayes, who is our representative in Congress, will be there. You also have, who else?
Dr. Richard Gustafson was a graduate of the high school, and he went on to be an incredible educator. He has started a school in Cambodia. He was president of, I believe, the Southern New Hampshire College. And he's just an incredible man who has also given a great deal right from the beginning. He and his wife have been very active in philanthropy and have been given a great deal to this organization. This organization, which people may not know, was also the conduit for more than $500,000 to convert the agricultural building into the Mahoney Hewitt Science and Technology Center at the high school. And that is something that other high schools really envy, because most of them don't have this kind of facility at their school.
Well, you know, there's probably some people out there that aren't aware what we're talking about. What we're talking about is when I went to high school there, that was the Ag Center. The Ag Center was out back of the high school. And that building, after the renovations were done at the high school, was going to be torn down. And a group of very forward-thinking residents, former, educators and everything got together. And then with the help of the 21st Century Fund, that all formed together to save that building. And that building now is I don't want to say it's an after-school. It's an in-school, after-school. It is just an unbelievable asset that the community uses, students from the high school and more. It's an incredible thinking working space, as a matter of fact. That's really what it is.
That's right. And also, it actually was begun by Jack Mahoney, who had been the high school principal, and he started it back in the 1990s. But because of the incredible volunteering and fundraising, well, not fundraising, but fund giving, of donating, of of interested people, it has given out grants of over $250,000 to well over 100 recipients in this time. It is a nonprofit, but it's also has an endowment that is administered by the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. So it's just a fascinating thing, and the whole idea is that they would contribute beyond the classroom. They would inspire kids, especially those kids who are bright but maybe are not turned on to academics. It inspires those kids to do wonderful, innovative things with their time. Now it even has a 3D printing room, with I think six different 3D printers, and the kids are capable of making things that are unbelievable.
Well, you've also got also the maker place where people work, but also there's a recording studio that's in there now. The game, it has met every dream I think that anybody ever had for it at all.
Right. The one speaker I didn't mention is Peter Vermilia, who is a teacher at the high school, but what a wonderful teacher. He gets his kids into research, gets them into putting on a web regarding the Civil War participants from up here, and you can see the kids' work on the website. So he's going to be speaking also, and he's a wonderful speaker and a wonderful teacher.
And his website to see what those students have done, project29.org, and that is numbers. Project29.org. That's to see what the students have done with Peter Vermilia, and more information on the 21st Century Fund at 21stcenturyfund.net. 21stcenturyfund.net on the web. But once again, a reminder, the 25th anniversary celebration, October 2nd, at the Interlaken. It'll be held in between 5 and 7. If you need more information, once again, you can call 860-824-5123, extension 415, or on the web, go to 21stcenturyfund.net. Maura, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was great.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm Maura Wolf this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.